First, I want to start by thanking Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church and Brother Jeff for allowing me this time to come and preach God's Word, hopefully. Have you ever found yourself in a spot where you have absolutely no idea what you're doing?
Yeah.
And the only choice you have is to lean on God and put your faith in Him to step out on faith.
Yeah.
Nothing but that, because you have no clue what you're doing.
Amen.
That's what you're looking at right now. I have no clue what I'm doing, but I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I desire y'all's prayers. Like I was telling Brother Larry the other night, it might come out like a bowl of spaghetti, but you're going to have to untangle it. So it'll just be the best that I can do. But anyhow, with that being said, today during the service, I was down there praying. And I was praying. I said, Lord, how am I going to be able to preach to these people living the life that I've lived, you know? And as soon as I said that, no more did it come to me. He said, because you're a child of God.
Amen.
That's why. And you've been forgiven. You have been forgiven. Now get up and do my will.
Amen.
So here I am tonight. I'm going to do the best that I can do. Amen. It's my thought that one of the biggest mistakes that we make in this world is thinking that we have time. That time is on our side. And I assure you tonight that time is not on your side.
Amen.
It is not on your side at all. We lost a very, very special person this past week to this community. This church has suffered insurmountable heartache over the past year. And it shook us to our very foundation. But we have stayed steadfast in our mission to serve God and put God first and that make sure that He receives honor and glory out of all of it.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. I overheard someone saying that they prayed that Brother Heath and their family had life insurance. I want to assure you tonight that Brother Heath had the best life insurance policy that there was. He had eternal salvation. And if you're here tonight and you're lost and do not have eternal salvation, then I truly feel sorry for you and I will pray for you. Tonight is the night that you can make it right. Brother Jeff has opened this altar. It is here for anybody who wants to come to it tonight. And please don't let me stand in your way because I'm in my own way. But I want to take a little reading here from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, verse 2, for he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next month, not when mom and daddy says so, not when the preacher says so. Right now is the time. You have the time to make it right tonight. You can leave here tonight and we may never see you again. And Lord, I pray that is not the case. I do. Y'all bear with me right here real quick. And I just want to say that for us as a church, it is our job. It is our job to spread the word of God. It is our job to take that on our shoulders, to relay that message there. And it says right here in the 15th chapter of Luke in the 23rd verse. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways, into the hedges, and compel them to come into my house, and may it be filled. We're here tonight. Y'all have come here tonight, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of y'all that has come here tonight. I couldn't be more happier and more pleased and just so, so thankful. I pray that somebody here tonight sees that where God has taken me, and it's nothing that I've done on my own. It's nothing that I've done. I've struggled all week on this and whether I should say it or not, but I've got to say it. I was saved when I was 15 years old. 15, I was saved at Goodwill Missionary Baptist Church on a bench just like that one right there. By 16, the people who loved me were trying to send me to rehab for the first time. By 16, y'all. By 21, I had 6 felony charges. 6. And they were trying to send me to the penitentiary at that point. At 22, God sent me the most perfect woman I have ever met in my entire life.
Amen.
He knows exactly what you need in your time of need. The night I met my wife, my brother was with me. He drove me home that night, and I cried on his shoulder all the way home. All the way home, I cried on his shoulder because I was broken. I was at rock bottom, and there was nowhere to go for me but on my knees and pray to God. I prayed. I said, "Lord, if you'll see me through this, I promise I'll change. I promise I will." I still had to pay my debt to society. He didn't give me no easy way out. It's not been an easy road at all. It hasn't. But I want you to know that through his grace that I'm here tonight. It is nothing that I've done. I promise you. Everybody says, "Man, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of where you're at now." I just told you what happened when Matt was in charge. It was a disaster. But once I finally got out of God's way, once I finally stepped out of his way, here it is. And I'm doing my best, probably doing an awful job, but I'm doing it. You know, I'm doing what he'll have me do. Finally, I spent my entire adult life running from this, knowing what I was supposed to do. Once you're saved, there's nothing in this world that will fill that void of Jesus Christ. I promise you. I've done it. I've tried everything in the world to fill that void. You cannot do it. Until you humble yourself, get on your knees, and thank God for what you have, will you only then be satisfied. Will you only get a little glimpse of it. But it's a labor. It's something that you have to keep doing. It's hard work. And it's on to us, you know, to keep that. But I want to read one more verse right here in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable of ways, abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labors are not in vain." Amen. Keep working. Amen. Keep working. Amen. Keep trying. Keep trying for it, because I promise you, there's light at the end. If he'll save me, he'll save you. I promise you that. I promise you, he will. And I know sometimes, you know, it gets a little redundant. We say the same stuff over and over, and it kind of falls on deaf ears, you know. And as a church member, as a Christian, sometimes, you know, why am I even saying this? Nobody's even listening. You know what I mean? But the way I look at it is, if you've ever worked in a backer crop, or if you've ever worked in a hay field picking up square bales, you go down through there and you start the days just as long as anything that you ever get. I mean, just long, long, long. Well, by the end of the day, them rows get a little shorter and a little shorter. And you find yourself in the short rows, you know. It starts feeling a little better. You get that sense of completion, you know. It's my prayer that we never get in the short rows as a church, that we never, ever quit, that the days are still long and we never, ever, ever quit. Amen. That's my message. Amen.